Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo, what's happening? Third hour, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Really good show today. Nicely done on the phones. Good tweets, good content, good stuff. And we got another good hour for you here inside of our Quicken Loans studio, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. We'll do a lot of baseball here, but just to set things up. Now, tomorrow, as we roll on with Tiki and Tierney, sixth annual Tiki and Tierney Two-A-Days, start with 32 teams. Yesterday, we knocked off two in the Texans and the Giants, so we brought it down to 30. We just did the Packers. That brings us down to 29. Mm-hmm. Next segment, we've got the Denver Broncos. Get it down to 28.
Yep, Brandon Stokely.
Who was not shy on opinions.
You're right.
He remembered 2 years ago?
You asked the question.
This was in August. July.
You asked the question about Paxton Lynch.
Yeah.
You said, tell me he loves football.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't think so.
Not really.
Because we heard he kind of didn't. He's a bust.
I mean, there's no question about it.
He's now third string behind Chad Kelly.
He's going to be out of the NFL in a year.
Oh, dude, he's done.
He's finished.
Seventh round pick, Chad Kelly, who had some issues.
Sure. Not a seventh round talent, but.
No, not at all. Great talent, but had some issues that caused him to fall. Mm-hmm. He is now second string after one preseason game.
That's crazy. He's third on the depth chart.
That's not.
Next step out is out of town. He's going to be working at a dispensary soon out there in Colorado.
That's not a bad gig.
Hey, if he works at the right one, he might forget that he lost his job.
You're right.
Hey, high enough, he still thinks he's the quarterback for the Broncos.
Hey, there's big business in dispensaries right now.
Oh, I understand that. I hear you. By the way, did anybody catch the irony? Somebody tweeted about this, too, but I had the same exact thought, I swear. Leroy Butler, early in the interview when I was trying to set up the whole, plus 300, uh-huh. plus 400, Khalil Mack, the Vegas odds, he's like, I don't pay attention to that stuff. And then he dropped the fantasy football reference. Like, people still don't think that fantasy football is gambling. It's gambling.
It absolutely is gambling.
You're placing money on a certain thing to happen on an NFL field.
It happens.
That's called gambling.
You're right. You can do it daily, and you can do it daily now.
Yeah, you can.
Serious.
Oh, yeah.
It is,
and for a couple of years, that's been big business, the daily stuff.
The best part about what he said was he kind of was underneath us talking.
Yeah.
He said, allegedly.
I don't follow that stuff. I know.
I barely caught that.
Allegedly.
I have had a nice back and forth with Spud Webb during the break here. He's a big-time tweeter.
It's been interesting.
Spud gets right back to you.
We're going to get Spud on.
Oh, there's no doubt.
I'm surprised because he's ambassador now down in Atlanta with the Hawks.
Yeah.
And I went down to a game last year, and he must not have
Phillips
been there.
Phillips Arena?
Yeah, Phillips Arena, because of Culture City. It's now sensory inclusive, so kids with autism or vets with PTHD can go and enjoy these games without the disturbances of a loud environment.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go back.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look up Spud.
Spud's the man.
Spud is
how
the man.
He did what he did.
Makes no sense.
In 86 when he won.
Me.
But here's the thing. Spud yoked a few in games.
I know. I'm not just talking about the slam dunk competition.
Yeah.
He would do it with, like, trees around him.
He was a good player.
He was.
And go and check, Mike. You can retweet it from Tiki and Tierney. Or just go to my Twitter account. Now, again, if you're old enough, you remember this. And if you were a sneaker horse like I was, you definitely remember this. But if not.
That wasn't horse. That was whore.
No, horse.
Whore.
Sneaker horse.
Sneaker,
close
sneaker
horse.
Whore.
No, horse. It's definitely dropping the S in there. And I found a picture of I told you before we went to break, the Pony City Wings.
Yeah.
They looked a lot like the Jordans. Spud, we love you. They weren't the Jordans, with all due respect.
Hey.
But they were pretty cool. They had
man
good colors.
Man of the people, Spud. Man of the people.
Oh, no doubt. A little more affordable than the Jordans, and pretty
champ.
Damn cool, too.
Yeah, you're right. BT before,
yeah.
Was this about an hour ago or so, we were talking about the Yankees. And no, it was 2 hours ago. So it was inbounds and out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the division, the Yankees?
Yeah, I think.
With the Red Sox? I mean, it's that far gone. Obviously, the four-game set they had, whatever that was, 2 weeks ago.
Last week.
It was because it was last
Sunday
weekend.
Night. Yeah, sure. They got swept four games.
Up 4-1.
Yeah.
Ninth, they lose it in the ninth. Chapman gives up the save. Red Sox are unbelievable. The best team in baseball, and it's almost by far.
No question.
Yankees are done. as far as the division. What about the wild card, though? Because it's getting tight.
Well, I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about that.
You're not worried about the Yankees in the wild card.
No, I'm not worried about that.
CeCe's on the DL. Judge is on the DL. Mm-hmm. Tanaka is not Tanaka that we love.
Got knocked around over the weekend. Got lit up.
Hap and these acquisitions at the deadline have been okay.
Lance Lynn was pretty good the other day.
But,
Lance been pretty good so
far. Not world beating. It wasn't what, you know, as a Yankee fan you wanted.
No. But no, Britton's been bad, by the way, since they got him from the O's. But here's why I say that. And I've heard a lot of Yankee fans, and listen, this would be in any city, but it just happens to be in our city. Like, you know, you don't change the wild card format just because a team that's going to win 102 or 103 games like the Yankees will, they're in the unfortunate circumstance of looking up at a team that's going to win 115 or 112. The Red Sox are having one of these regular seasons that you see literally once a century.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. They can't lose.
No, you're right.
They got an MVP. They got a Cy Young and Chris Sale, who's back. It was incredible that his first game back, 12 strikeouts.
David Price actually pitched phenomenal the other day.
Coming around a little bit. J.D. Martinez, their big offseason pickup. He's top three, top four in the MVP.
Yeah, he's going to lose to his teammate.
I know. They're terrific. So I actually think, in a way, while you're waving the white flag, and I'm sure some Yankee fans will resist that, that's okay. You got to think about the bigger picture here. It's almost enviable / advantageous to be so far behind, because now it almost forces you to deal with reality. And the reality is that if the Yankees don't get Luis Severino right, I don't care if the Yankees play the A's in a wild card. I don't care if they play the Astros, if the A's overtake the Astros. Well, the Indians are going to win the Central, that's for sure. Yeah. I don't care who they play. The Yankees are going home after one game.
Yeah.
One game.
Because he's the guy they got to put on the mound.
He was, 14-2 in the first half with a batting average against of less than .210.
Yeah.
Without him, they're an average team.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, you get him right, and you rest him, and you manipulate the schedule because you can't win the AL East, and you get him ready to pitch the wild card, and Judge is back, and Sanchez is back and hopefully motivated, and you fix Britton and you fix Chapman, and you know, then it's a little bit of a different conversation.
Yeah.
But right now, you know, without Severino, the Yankees are, I don't care if they have the 80 wins right now and they have 70.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
They're going nowhere without Severino.
They're way over 500, but it doesn't matter without pitching, especially in the postseason. In the National League, though, I look at it, there's a couple of teams that are really compelling.
Yeah.
One is the Nationals because of where
they're not compelling to me anymore.
Well, that's why.
Too deep in the season.
That's what I mean. So they're compelling because they won 100 games last year.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at them, they're way back in the wild card. What are they? They're seven back in the wild card.
Well, I think they're seven back in the Phillies and the Braves, who are within a one game, which is amazing.
Yeah,
it's a great story in baseball. Very underreported story. It's incredible.
What the Braves?
Yeah, the Braves and the Phillies.
Yeah, what's his, Acuna last night?
He's a beast.
Oh, he's a massive monster.
He's really good.
The doubleheader with the home run in both first innings of the first really at bats. His first at bats of both sides of the doubleheader was amazing. And Freddie Freeman, who was a guy who was just, you know, let's have one star here, and now he's turned into one of the best players in baseball. And
it's been a pure hitter for a long time.
Leader,
really good hitter.
The
Mark Akers is having a good season.
But I remember when they signed him to the extension, and you're like, why?
Because he wasn't a pure power guy. And I was a little worried. I'm like, yes, I remember that conversation well.
Yeah.
And it goes back to my old intersection, you know, the arc of the intersecting one's prime with the rebuild of a team.
Yeah.
And I was, now, to the Braves' credit, they have been very adept at accelerating that.
No doubt.
So my position a couple of years ago was like, by the time Freeman starts to go on the other side of the cliff, that's when the Braves theoretically should be rising, and I didn't think that it matched. But I was wrong.
Yeah. No,
was wrong. I'll tell you the best story right now in the National League. It's the Cardinals. It's the Cardinals. I mean, Carpenter's your MVP.
Yeah.
I mean, people need to look at him.
Six straight wins as well.
Yeah, as a great player.
Yeah.
For some reason, there's a reluctance. I don't know. You know, St. Louis, if you're a great player, like whether it's Stan Musial or Pujols or Lonnie Smith or Willie McGee or Tommy Herr, whomever, Bruce Sutter, great players in St. Louis really don't have an anonymous existence. But for some reason, this guy that we're watching on TV does.
Yeah, 33 home runs.
Amazing.
First in the National League in home runs with 33, 60-something, 61 or two RBIs. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's because they felt like an afterthought early in the season. So you, even though you know the Cardinals are always going to be viable and good, you just kind of
get a great organization.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So the foundation of in the organization, we were talking earlier about the Buccaneers having like a cracked foundation. Theirs is solid. So even if, you know, you get a broken down wall or a cracked wall.
They had with their manager.
Of course.
Had to get rid of Matheny.
Exactly, which is, you know, it was kind of shocking when it happened. But at the same time, the foundation is so strong, you know, ultimately they're always going to be there. It's like it's like the Spurs in the NBA. At some point, even if they feel like they're faltering, they're going to somehow be around the playoff conversation, even if they get bounced early. The Cardinals are that way, but they're not sexy, so to speak.
Doesn't mean they're not good.
But it doesn't
mean
they're
not
good.
We rely on sexy.
You're right.
Who cares?
You're right.
I mean, sexiness is important in the NBA because sexiness translates to superstars.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a team full of superstars. You know this, to win in baseball. You don't have to. How the hell are the A's doing this? Mike, do me a favor. Just look up the payrolls in baseball. You could pop that up. I'm curious. I want to throw a couple of teams by you, like the Phillies and the Braves and the A's, and see where they reside. Then you go to the NL West, and you've got three teams within a game.
Yeah.
And that Kershaw, I was watching a decent chunk of that last night. The Kershaw Mad Bum duel was crazy. Kershaw had a triple. Well, yeah, I think it was actually scored a double, and he went to third on the throw. They both did their job. They put up zeros, but the Dodgers' bullpen again is not good. They've lost four straight, where the Rockies have won three straight. I don't know who's going to win that division. I don't even know if I ruled out the Giants, who are only five games out.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. It's too early to do that. You know, and the whole Manny Machado trade, which we thought was going to have this enormous impact. I mean, he's only hitting like 250 or so.
Who's this, Teague? I'm sorry.
Machado, since it's in the trade. He's only hitting since the trade. He's only hitting about 250. It's not like he had this massive splash that validates the trade. You know, maybe he comes around and it's just in a new environment, going from the East Coast to the West Coast. It's just a little bit different, obviously.
Sure, going to a different league too.
Yep, American League to the National League. But we talked about this a little bit earlier. No, we didn't. We didn't actually get to it. It was in one of our inbounds and out-of-bounds questions. But their closer right now, this situation is rough with Kenley Jansen. And if anyone doesn't know what's going on, because if you're on the East Coast or haven't heard, I mean, he's on the DL right now because he has an irregular heartbeat. He had to get blood thinners early in his career. He had actually a heart surgery back in 2012. And now he's currently shut down because he had an AFib situation where the rhythm of his heart wasn't regulated. So he actually had to get shocked, and that put him back on the DL, and they believe he's going to have to get surgery again this offseason. And so there's a serious debate whether or not to shut him down for the rest of the season for his own health.
Similar to maybe Bosch with the blood clots when he was with the Heat finishing up.
He had to get put on blood thinners because your body. Because what happens if you get your this AFib and the blood stops pushing out of your heart, it pools and congeals. And we all know what congealed blood does in your heart. It's a heart attack waiting to happen. So it's a little dicey with him. And without him, their closer situation is at best sketchy. It's by committee right now.
It's not good enough to win anything.
Not at all. And by the way, your point last night about the Mad Bum Kershaw duel, the Dodgers should have won the game.
Oh.
The bullpen gave it up.
I know.
And so can you put it with any trust or any belief in the trust in that bullpen right now for the Dodgers in the postseason?
I can't.
Probably not.
I can't, but can I put real great faith in the Rockies right now? I like them, but you know, and can I put great faith in the Diamondbacks? I don't know. By the way, Brian Dozier had last night. They took him. He was dizzy, and he complained of dizziness. They took him out of the game. He's got an abnormal EKG reading.
Is that right?
Yeah. So they took him out of the game. This was last night.
Wow.
Of course, Dozier, the terrific, you know, power hitting second baseman they got from the Twins there a couple weeks back. So there's a lot of off-the-field things that are affecting the race.
A lot of this happens, this is to go back to the Dodgers with Jansen. I believe both of his issues, because the one that happened in his back in 2011 was also at altitude. So when they play in Denver, it disrupted his heart rhythm. And I don't know if that wasn't the same case last night, because obviously they were not
last night.
They were in California, but still, those are worrisome.
That's terrible.
You don't mess around
stuff.
With those at
Absolutely
all.
Absolutely not. Mike, real quick, what are the A's in payroll? I know you looked this up. 23rd? 25th? Worst?
As of right now, 28th. with a payroll of $79 million, which is a three times lower than the Red Sox almost.
Wow. Read real quick from 20 to the lowest.
So you got 20 is the Orioles, terrible.
Yep.
Twins,
yep.
Brewers,
yep.
Pretty well.
Yeah, no doubt.
Phillies, very good.
Yep.
Padres,
nah.
Reds, nah. Pirates in playoff contention.
Mm-hmm. Reds are actually showing a little sign this year, more than I thought, but no.
Marlins,
nah.
A's,
yep.
White Sox,
no.
Rays.
Rays have been very competitive. There's three or four really good financial stories within those bottom 10 in terms of payrolls.
You're right.
Tells you there's a different avenue to get it done.
Yeah.
All right, good stuff. Baseball, it's interesting. Get us on Twitter if you want to get us react to that. At Tiki and Tierney, at Tiki Barber, at Brandon Tierney if you want to hit us individually. All right, Tiki, we've got Brandon Stokely, who was not shy on opinions. He follows the Broncos. He played there, obviously, Colts as well, but he is as piped into the Broncos as anybody in Denver. Joins us coming up next. Two-a-days roll on with the Broncos. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Do you have frequent heartburn, like the kind of heartburn where you stash antacids everywhere? You feel like you got to have those chalky tablets for whenever heartburn strikes. Well, if that's you, you do know that there's an easier way to deal with heartburn, right? Try Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day will last a full 24 hours with zero heartburn. With Prilosec OTC, you can actually just not get heartburn in the first place. No more stashing antacids. Try Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
All right, let's see. Any team with some quarterback issues, or at least unanswered questions, is generally a team you can't invest a whole lot of faith in. Kind of a week-to-week proposition. We'll see what the quarterback position yields for the Broncos this year. This guy's caught a lot of passes, some touchdowns, former Broncos, wideout Colts as well. Tough guy and opinionated. His name is Brandon Stokely. He's back here on Tiki and Tierney. What's going on, Brandon? How are you today?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, you told us a couple of years ago that you were just not feeling the vibe that Paxton Lynch was putting out there in terms of work ethic and commitment or true passion for the game. Looks like you were right. I mean, next step, he's out the door, huh?
Yeah. You know, you're kind of continuing to see the same as far as production on the football field, and that's what we've been seeing every day in training camp, just a lot of inconsistencies with him. He struggles with accuracy, struggles with processing information and delivering the ball on time and accurate.
Is that all?
Yeah, that makes it tough to play quarterback in the NFL. So, and that's what you saw the other night from him in the preseason game. Yep. It's not good enough. You know, just flat out not good enough. The Broncos have finally, I think, faced reality. You know, they made a lot of excuses for this guy the last couple of years. And heading into this season, they were continuing to make excuses that, you know, he hasn't stayed healthy. He hasn't been able to play in a lot of games. He just needs more reps. But, you know, when you're Mr. Irrelevant, who hasn't practiced at all last year, is really a rookie, looks a lot more competent and is executing at a far higher level than your former first-round draft pick. It's obvious to everybody that was watching that, you know what, this guy needs to be the second-string quarterback. And Paxton, you know, how do you go back to prove if you're the Denver Broncos? You can't.
Yeah.
Paxton, they're going to try to trade him, or inevitably they might just have to release him.
Yeah, no, it sounds like that. And you know, Brandon, you talk about Chad Kelly, who has now moved into the second slot behind Case Keenum out there in Denver. And we remember Chad from college. He had some off-the-field issues that made him fall. You know, what do we see in him? Because there's a chance he plays at some point this season, whether injury or otherwise. What does Chad Kelly bring to this Denver Broncos team?
Kind of what you think. You know, hard-nosed kid who's going to fight and claw. He's a gamer, brings a lot of energy. Guys love playing for him and with him. And a guy that, you know, looks better in games than he does in practice. And he's looked good in practice. He's had some really good days. He's had some average days. Kind of what you would expect from a young quarterback.
Yeah.
And that's what you've seen from Chad Kelly. But he goes out there in the game, and it wasn't perfect. You know, he threw an interception and could have had one other one picked off. But you know what? After he threw the interception, what I loved is he hung in the pocket, next pass, and delivered one right over the middle in tight coverage for completion. The game, the stage is not too big for Chad Kelly. And he's just getting better and better every single week, and that's what you want to see from a young quarterback.
Yeah, okay. He might end up being a steal.
Yeah, nice report right there. Sixth annual Tiki and Tierney 2 days talking about the Broncos right now with former Super Bowl winners. Got two of them, former wideout. Mm-hmm. His name is Brandon Stokely. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, Brandon, last year or after or towards the ends of last year and then after last year, it was some, like, inklings that Vance Joseph was on the hot seat, that he might get fired after one season. What's the feel around the head coach and the decision that could go come forward after this year with him?
Oh, he's on the hot seat. You know, you go 5-11 for the Denver Broncos and more blowout losses than any other team in the NFL. You're on the hot seat. John Elway said at the end of the year he was going to sleep on it to determine if Vance Joseph was coming back or not. I guess he had a good night's sleep because Vance Joseph was retained. I thought it was the right move. You want some consistency and continuity with your coaching staff, and made a few changes there with some other coaches. I like what I've seen. But obviously NFL and coaches know, look, I mean, if you go 5-11, you better have a lot better year the following year. So he realizes his situation, and we've seen a different Vance Joseph. I think anytime you're a first-time head coach, look, there's some growing pains there, and there's a learning curve there, and I see a different guy out there, and hopefully that translates into wins.
I'm curious what your opinion was. Obviously, it's a divisional rival. When Kansas City elected to jettison Alex Smith, who's won a lot of games, he never gets enough credit, but he's good. Now he's with the Redskins, as we know. And we all know Mahomes has a rifle. His dad played in the big, so he shouldn't be afraid of the stage here. And they got weapons everywhere. But did you think that that was the right move? And is that maybe a case where you take two or three steps back early for a bigger step back, a bigger step forward late?
Right. I didn't think it was the right move. You saw the year Alex Smith had and the weapons that they have around him. I thought that would be an offense that continues to get better, but that's an NFL move. It's a younger quarterback, a cheaper quarterback, and you're always looking for the next best thing and the next great quarterback. And they made a move. They liked him, and that's what you have to do. You have to get the guy on the field and play him. You can't let him sit on the bench for 2 years. So it's just one of those moves that you have to make in the NFL if you're an organization. You keep your fingers crossed that he turns out to be the player that you think and hope he can be, because if not, now you have a great opportunity to be a really good football team, and now you can't do it because you messed up the quarterback situation. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I understand why they did it, but, Alex Smith, like you said, underrated quarterback that just was getting better and better in that offense and that system with all those weapons around him.
Yeah, jump back to your team, the Denver Broncos here. As a testament to how bad their offense was, the defense was top five in the National Football League and only won five games.
Right.
And that just doesn't compute, really. But they got stronger. Bradley Chubb drafted in the first round. It's a kind of steal the way it happened. He falls to them and they take him. Now he's got bookends with him and Von Miller. How's he looked in camp, and how's this duo going to play out, especially out in the West, where there's a couple of teams that have really good duos that are rushing a passer?
Yeah, he looks great. A guy that's big, strong, physical, and is very athletic. So he's one of those types of pass rushers that, you put him on the opposite side of Von, and you got the makings of some really two good bookends. And they got great depth. I mean, you're talking about, Shane Ray, former first rounder, who, if he's healthy, he's going to have a really good year. Shaq Barrett is another really good football player. And then, the pass rushers inside should be better also. DeMarcus Walker, second-round pick out of Florida State 2 years ago, didn't do much last year's rookie season, but should be a better football player this year. Still have Derek Wolf. So they have some interior pressure to go along with that outside pressure. I think the concern is, you look at the inside linebacker position, Brandon Marshall, Todd Davis, the depth there. And then the secondary, you lose Aqib Talib. You still have Chris Harris. Now Bradley Roby goes from being the third corner to being a starter. And then who's going to be the next guy? Is it going to be Tremaine Brock, who they signed, who was injured last year with the Minnesota Vikings, has been injured throughout camp. He's back now practicing. They're really high on Isaac Yiadom, quarterback from Boston College, rookie, who did some good things this past week and was in some good positions to make plays against a really good, he started that game against the Vikings, but just couldn't quite make the plays. But I like what I've seen from him. And so the lack of depth at the cornerback position could be an issue. But defensively, they should be an improved defense.
Okay, we're talking to Brandon Stokely, two-time Super Bowl winner, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Tiki and Tierney, two-a-days, the Broncos. You know, it's not the shiny new weapon that maybe the Vikings got. But he got a new quarterback, and it's funny. We touched on Lynch, obviously, as a failed, without being rude, but he's a bust. It is what it is. Case Keenum's a guy that he doesn't inspire a ton of enthusiasm, but he is solid. I guess the fear is, though, Brandon, that last year was a bit of an anomaly, and now we kind of revert back to his previous career arc. Who is he?
Yeah.
Who is Case Keenum?
Well, that's a million-dollar question, really. You're hoping, Broncos country here is hoping that they get the quarterback that we saw last year. And I think, as a quarterback, you grow and you learn, you develop at different levels. And I think we will see more of the quarterback that we saw last year from Case Keenum. This offense is happy to have a guy like that where you don't have a quarterback competition. You have one guy. You have one voice. He's a great leader. Guys love playing for him. And that goes a long way in that huddle, in that locker room. Mm-hmm. Now, can he go out there on the field and get the job done? Obviously, it's going to be a new system for him. Bill Musgrave is the offensive coordinator, new pieces around him. So it's going to be different. What Case Keenum will show up, we'll see. But I think you'll see more of the guy that you saw last year with Minnesota than you saw maybe his first few years in the league.
All right. Brandon, 104.3 The Fan. We know you're doing your thing there, but one question for you.
You're a troublemaker.
Are you all good with Marquette King? I mean, come on.
I've always been good with him. It was just an interview that kind of spiraled out of control there, and just doing a basic interview, and he really didn't want to say a whole lot, which was fine, and it just kind of took a life of its own, and no issues with Marquette King at all. He's actually my partner Zach Bye and myself. One of the biggest off-season acquisitions for the Broncos. You talk about need an upgrade, and this is a football team that's going to play field position, and this guy can flip the field. He's got a great leg.
Yep.
It was actually a fun, entertaining interview that just kind of went sideways there after a couple other shows started running with it. But no problem at all with Marquette King. But I'll tell y'all somebody that you need to watch this year, and that's Cortland Sutton, the second-round pick out of SMU.
The wide receiver, yep.
Yes, every single day is out there making Randy Moss type of catches.
Now, wow.
He didn't make any big plays against Minnesota, played a couple series, but he's a young player. Mm-hmm. He gets it, he works hard, and he's got the body type for a rookie to be able to make an impact early.
He was projected as a first-round pick most of last year, and then he slid to second, as you just said. So, no, that's a name we both know well. I've seen him play a little bit. I do like him quite a bit. All right, Brandon, good spot. Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much.
As always.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me. Y'all have a good one.
Be good.
There you go. B. Stokely, two-time Super Bowl champ.
Yeah, man. He's good, man. He gives you the intel you need.
And by the way, sometimes it happens. You bring a guy on the air, it doesn't feel like talking, and it just gets a little sideways, and you make amends off the air, and things happen. Shake hands.
Except Marquette wanted to fight his boy.
Yeah, I know. Well, that shouldn't happen.
Of course not, but it's kind of funny.
It is.
You're a football player. You're going to fight a radio?
Is he a football player or is he a punk?
He's a football player.
He
puts pads on and plays football.
He's actually a great athlete.
He is.
We had him on Tops in studio.
He's
a great guy.
Exactly.
He's cool.
Put together, too, for a punter. I mean, I'm telling you.
I got to be honest, though. He does a little bit too. The histrionic.
I agree.
You are a punter, and he's a great punter.
I agree.
Dialed down a notch.
Yeah.
I don't mean like
you better be
fun.
Otherworldly punter if you're doing all this stuff that he
does. Yeah. You can't be getting penalties when you're the punter.
Yep.
That's unacceptable. Jay Berman's update. Here's Jay. We got the blast after that, Jay. All right, Tiki and Tierney back. We'll get to the blast here in a sec. Got a little something on the Dolphins, a little something on Josh Norman, Ice Cube, Stan Van Gundy. It looks like a pretty decent setup that Santa came up with. The Player of the Week, though, it's brought to you by Granger. We take a look at somebody who got it done this week, got it done today. That's Ryan Braun going yard twice in the Brewers' 7-win over the Cubbies today. Both two-run bombs. So the Brew Crew now within two games of the Cubbies in the Central, now a half-game lead on the Phillies for the first wild-card spot. So Braun with a contribution. Player of the Week brought to you by Granger. Delivering the products to keep your facility running is what Granger does best. They've been doing it for 90 years. Visit Granger.com for whatever you need, whenever you need it. Granger for the ones who get it done. And Braun has been relatively, insignificant this season. He's only played 89 games. He got an OPS below 750, a league average right around 820, 825, something like that. So, I mean, anything that he injects into the season is kind of house money.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
So it's good to see.
Agreed.
They're a good story. And they have a nice ballpark. It's funny. We talk about certain sports towns like Houston. This came up yesterday. The Rockets.
Yep.
Terrific.
Yeah.
The Texans, ton of talent. The Astros, the world champs, trying to make it two straight. You know, I don't know that I'm going to quite put Milwaukee there yet, but the outskirts, you got Rodgers, you got the Packers.
Bucks.
Marquette's going to be very good this year.
I didn't think about Collins.
Very good. There might be a preseason top 25. Woj got the move in the right spot, and they got the new arena coming. The Bucks with Giannis Antetokounmpo, one of the top basketball players.
Yeah,
you know,
don't forget Wisconsin football is right.
That's right.
Is there as well.
Badgers, pretty good scene.
I'm telling you.
Right.
And by the way, guess what? Guess what I got today? Can you go grab the shirt from what I got today?
What is it?
You will appreciate.
Am I gonna like it?
You will.
Am I gonna want it?
You will want.
I saw
one.
Something big in your.
You will like this, and I might give you one.
Ooh.
All right. This is a serious throwback.
Okay.
And if Sam Thor would hurry up, we could get it.
He's got it. He's running.
This was sent to me today.
Those cartoonish, what do you got there?
This was sent to me today.
All right.
This is so old school. This
what
is from
that?
2000.
Hey, Thunder and
when
Lightning.
When Ron Dane was drafted by the New York Giants.
Let's see this guy's head. Look at this. Look at Tiki's head. Look at him. And Ron Dane.
Thank you, Sean Payton.
That
Sean
is
Payton
sweet.
Created Thunder and Lightning.
I got to be honest with you, though. Even if you offered it, I can't have it.
Why not?
Because I'm not a Giants fan.
It doesn't matter.
No, I can't wear that.
Give it to Colton.
No, he's not a Giants fan.
It doesn't matter. It's Uncle Tiki.
No.
Dude. Really?
No. Well, don't take it the wrong way, buddy. Think about this. Seriously,
you are a hater.
I'm going to walk around with
you don't
this.
Have to wear it. You just have it. It's like a piece of memorabilia at this
Giants
point.
Giants logo. You know what I could do? Since our house is 2 months away from being built.
BT, we did these. Me and Ron did these.
Put this,
the NFL shut us down the first weekend we had them because they wanted to produce them. And so there's other ones that came out that have Giants logos or NFL license. They took our idea, man.
What do you think, D-Cell?
Keep it.
He's saying, yeah.
Keep it.
So is Samther.
He was your boy.
All right.
Friendship overtakes
Thunder
team
and
love.
Lightning.
Didn't mean to offend anybody. I mean...
Thunder and Lightning.
And it doesn't say Giants anywhere.
Doesn't say Giants.
Don't
it's
get me wrong.
Tiki Barber and Ron Dane.
Never said I didn't like watching them back in the day. But you know what? I will take that. I will graciously accept that. I will not
original.
Wear that in public. But I might. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put this next to my bar.
Thank you.
When the man cave is ready,
right?
It's going to get a little prominent spot here. Offset by all the Jets.
And as soon as
course,
it's framed, I'll bring a bottle of whiskey.
I like it. Okay. I like it. Those are pretty cool, man. They're really heavy, though.
They
like, it's
are.
Actually
I'm telling you.
Like a thick shirt.
It is.
Who made these?
I do not remember, but we did them, and then we stopped doing them.
How many did you actually sell before you got pinched? Before you got
I don't know. Aramark cracked down on us. I don't even know, because somebody
were
else
they at the stadium?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You guys must have made a boatload, because that was pretty awkward.
No, we did. We only had them for like an hour. They said, no, we're done.
Oh, an hour into the first day of
operation?
They were like,
you're
done. They pulled the plug?
Yep. The NFL
wow.
wanted their license. There's no Giants.
That's, how awesome is it? Just I know that you don't care about this. We'll get to the blast in a second, if we even get to it. How awesome is it to look at a T-shirt with your face on it? Like,
yeah, it's pretty
I mean,
cool.
I know you're humble and all that, but think about
the
that.
The Heisman
think about
Trophy winner, and then this was my first 1,000-yard season.
That's
so it was
great.
A pretty cool year.
Look at that. Look at that. That's good stuff right there. That's nice, man. I didn't mean to offend you. I mean, these guys are looking at me like, what are you doing? It's your partner. I thought it was a Giant shirt at first. What do you want?
It's Thunder and Lightning.
I hear you. It's different. Ready to blast away?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. All right, so take the Dolphins cut defensive lineman Gabe Wright after a cheap shot to Kenyon Drake. Fair decision? What's going on with
well,
this?
Well, you don't even have to answer this one. You can buzz us early.
Yep.
Kenyon Drake, 2005, 2015, Detroit, six tackles. 2016 with Cleveland, four tackles. 2017 with Miami, one tackle.
Not Kenyon Drake, talking about Gabe Wright.
Gabe Wright.
Yeah.
How many sacks?
Yeah.
Zero.
You
tackle,
peace out.
Expendable.
Even if you actually
peace
pushed
out.
Him, you're gone. You're
exactly.
not good.
Yeah,
that's what they said.
He could have spit the wrong way. He was going to get cut.
His helmet was off, which in case people don't know that, that was weak.
Oh, right. It was cheap.
Oh, it was absolutely a cheap
this is not
for
like
a teammate.
It's not like a great player that's getting, nah, or potentially good player.
No. Expendable.
Very.
Josh Norman, I want to play this for you. Boy, I don't get to hear this often. Josh Norman, listen to what he says about my boy Sam Darnold. Sing it. Sing it, baby. Mm. So, a little bit too soon to get giddy? No. The answer is no.
Love affair with an opponent.
The answer is no. What I am, first of all, I respect the hell out of Norman. So, for Norman to say that,
yeah,
and
agreed.
He's not one to just engage in hyperbole. I mean, the other thing is, though, the Jets moving forward, Darnold's obviously the guy. They got to make sure they properly insulate him. Unlike Andrew Luck, I'm not saying he's as good as Andrew Luck, but they neglected the O-line. You got to start insulating him and protecting him with the drafts moving forward. Sam Darnold's going to be a star. All right. Is that a cosign?
That's cool.
You didn't say anything. You just put your thumbs up. So for those listening, the, you know, if you're watching it, Pinky appreciates it. But if, all right, making sure. Ice Cube. Ice Cube's everywhere.
He is everywhere.
He is everywhere, man.
He's pumping the heck out of his league.
He is. Ice Cube is now trying to get Kobe to join the Big Three. Should Kobe do it?
There's only one way that Kobe joins the Big Three. He gets 25% of the business. I'm telling you, he's just
and 70% of the shots.
Yeah, exactly.
Otherwise, he ain't showing up.
It's a cool idea.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll. Seriously, as a quote investor, which is a would be a promote investment, just show up and I'll give you some piece
like
of the
this
company.
Is the crowd kind of deal.
Yeah, he's not playing.
I mean, listen, I'm with you. No, I don't think he should play. I mean, Junkyard Dog, Jerome Williams, who I love. I used to work with him, you know, back in the day. Great guy. You know, Othella Harrington. That's one thing. Kobe?
Yeah.
Nah, Kobe doesn't need to show up for that. Stan Van Gundy tells Rex Walters, remember him? Mm-hmm. Real Talk Basketball Podcast, that he's lost and that he's considering retirement. Should Van Gundy hang him up? Well, I mean, you always say once an athlete begins to allow their mind to go to that part of the you know, of their life, that in essence they already had their answer. So I'm not going to tell somebody when to retire, but it seems like he's already there.
Yeah,
Maybe step away for a year and see where you are if you can re-energize.
I think this is more lack of opportunity for Stan Van Gundy because of
he was terrible in Detroit.
Agreed.
He didn't get the job.
I agree
done.
Because he was using his old methods. You know what I mean? And it just basketball's changed underneath him. I think he could coach and do really well in college if he wants to go back there.
I can see that.
I don't know if he wants to.
I could see that.
But retire, no. Maybe reassess where you really can excel.
He's a control guy.
Yep.
I could see him doing well in college. That's a good call, Teague. All right, Michigan player, speaking of college, may have sold team-issue Jordans. Got to get your hustle on. You got to get your side hustle Uber. You got to get your side hustle Jordans, selling them on the black market. I guess UNC obviously did this as well, or reportedly. Was that proven? Because I was away on that. I guess so. Reportedly,
they were suspended. They staggered the suspensions.
Okay. So Harbaugh says that an internal inventory count shows that all the shoes were present. Is his word enough?
No, but Jim Harbaugh's your boy. He got your back.
I love Jim
Harbaugh. What that's all about.
I love him.
Is it enough? Yeah, it's enough because who's gonna prove him otherwise?
Well, here's the thing. It's enough because I do think he's a man of great character.
I agree.
A little quirky for sure, but a man of great substance. And it's easily confirmed.
I know.
Just get the inventory, match it up, and if he's lying, Michigan's not going to call him out.
No. Nope.
But the company, I mean, there's a way to check this.
I agree.
If you really want to go dig. But either way, it doesn't move us.
Yeah, he's still got their back.
Better win some games, though, this year, Jimmy. And now I feel bad. I feel like I disrespected my partners.
Dude, no, you didn't.
I feel like I did, though, because I was so quick to dismiss it. You got to understand the world that I'm from. I didn't play in the NFL. So, like, my boundaries, like Maresh, you got to understand the way just a pure sports fan thinks. You know what I mean? So you shoved that thing in my face for the team whose stadium it was.
Yep.
For the team that's won Super Bowls during my lifetime. Mine has none. You know, it rubs me the wrong way. But then when I actually get to the root of it, it is about you and not the Giants.
I have an XL for you, too.
I don't know. I could.
That's large.
I could get to it.
You can get to it now? You know what I really like about this?
I wouldn't wear it out of the house.
The caricature is so well done.
Well, you just on your cheekbones, your ham. This guy studied. You didn't even look at Ron Dane's face.
I'm looking at Ron's face. Like the mustache. Like he had a mustache like that.
First of all, Ron was not nearly that yoked. Ron was tack on a couple of pounds. Let's be fair.
It's a caricature, man.
Well, but it's still supposed to loosely resemble. Ron was a little beefy, right?
Shout out to Ron Dane.
Good stuff right there. It's a cool shirt, man. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.